Welcome to the WWE Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me. And this is your Saturday edition of the show. This is actually one of two shows for the day. So be on the lookout for another show coming later on tonight. I'm going to be doing an interview with an individual, and that will be posted later tonight. So keep an eye out for that. Again, follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast, and you can find me anywhere that you have a podcast app, and now iHeartRadio, which is pretty damn exciting, if you ask me. I'm on iHeartRadio, so if you love that app, and you want to also listen to podcasts, and you love wrestling, well, that's a perfect combination, because you can check out iHeartRadio and search for the show. So, this is not going to be a long show. It's just some news that has been happening over the last couple of days that I really want to touch on. And just so you know, guys, I am mobile right now with my voice, so hopefully the audio sounds pretty decent. This is actually being recorded on my iPhone and not my typical studio that I have set up down in my basement. I have a little recording area with my professional mic, so hopefully this sounds a little bit better than just your typical iPhone microphone. So anyway, guys, one thing I want to touch on, the biggest thing I want to touch on, is JBL's drunken tirade, childish rant that he had this past Sunday watching the Cowboys beat the New Orleans Saints. Thursday. And yeah, the Cowboys beat the Saints. I'm not a big football guy, but I'm into fantasy football, and the New Orleans Saints were projected to win and win by a big margin, and rightfully so. The New Orleans Saints have been putting up about 40-plus points a game, and the Cowboys basically have been, I don't know, putting about 20 points up a game. So you put this together, the Cowboys' defense isn't exactly top-notch. They're not the 85 Bears. And New Orleans was projected to win, I believe, by over 10 points was the over-under. So JBL, a big Cowboys fan, gets to Twitter and starts attacking Cody Rhodes. And I mean attacking him, and it seemed out of left field. I don't know why. I don't know what prompted this. I don't believe anything did prompt it. And he gets on talking about how he would kill Cody Rhodes, and that his daddy's not there to save him, meaning Dusty Rhodes, one of the greatest of all time, by the way, and has, if you look at the career and the body of work of JBL and Dusty Rhodes, they're not even in the same league. They're not even in the same league. They shouldn't even be spoken in the same sentence. And what I'm about to give my opinion on, I am a bit biased, and the reason I'm a bit biased is I've never been a big fan of JBL, ever. I think he did great work as a heel when he turned on Eddie Guerrero, and back in 2004, he had a good run with 2005 when he was facing Eddie Guerrero and Big Show and Undertaker, all of that. I think he had a good run, but as a person, I do not respect JBL. As a person, I think he is a bully. He's blocked me on Twitter, which is fine. I could care less. That's fine with me. You know, they really don't care to be interacting with that kind of person. And JBL, it has been well documented that he is a bully. He has that feeling that he's a bully, that he just wants to be the biggest man, funniest man, toughest guy in the room. So all of that put together, his Cowboys win on Thursday night, on the 29th of November. Yeah, it's a couple days ago. And he takes to Twitter, and he admitted he was drunk, and starts attacking Cody Rhodes and all this, and Cody just didn't fire back other than saying that it looks like JBL had one too many tonight. And that's exactly what it was the case. And then JBL, the following day, admits it, that he had one too many to drink, and it's a celebration that the Cowboys beat the Saints. Really? First of all, it's a regular season game. The NFC East, of course, sure, it's up for grabs. The NFC East sucks. I'm a Giants fan. But you have the Eagles, Cowboys, and Redskins all vying for a playoff spot in the NFC East. And the Cowboys made progress towards winning the NFC East at that point, but they didn't win the division. They didn't win a playoff game. They sure as hell didn't win a conference game or a Super Bowl. So the reaction of this is not proportionate to what actually happened with the Cowboys' win. It made no sense for him to do this. There might have been some underlying currents. I don't think that JBL and Cody Rhodes probably were ever on great terms when they were both in WWE at the same time. So likely that's the case. But Cody Rhodes, I think it's a bit of jealousy, to be honest with you. Cody Rhodes right now is one of the hottest names in professional wrestling. What he's doing with the Young Bucks, him apparently starting a All Elite Wrestling organization. Cody Rhodes right now is on fire. And JBL, as he stated, is retired. So you know what, JBL? Shut your mouth and stay retired. This is what children do. This is what adolescent teens do. What middle schooler and high schoolers do is when they are drunk, take to Twitter and rant and bully people. This is childish on the behalf of JBL. He is a child trying to be a big man. That is all JBL is. And as I said, I respect his career. I respect what he did for the business. I do not respect him. He has that feeling. I don't even need to stand in the room with him to know what kind of feeling that this guy gives off. And that is when you're standing in the room with him, you try to avoid talking to him because you know he's like the one-upper. Or he's the guy that is constantly sarcastic trying to put you down to make himself feel better. He is that guy. If he's the guy at the family party, you try to avoid him because it's never a fun conversation. It's never about lifting you up. It's about him trying to blow your candle out so his burns brighter. That's exactly who JBL is. And he's proven it. This isn't speculation. This is what JBL is. And so then he says, to top this all off, and then I'll move on to a different subject, is he comes on the next day. I told you he admitted that he had one too many drinks. Fine. Okay, great. That doesn't make it better. Okay, that doesn't absolve him of it. And then he says that, it was all in good fun. It was all in good fun, and it was all in professional wrestling context. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Tell me the part of what you told Cody Rhodes that was the wrestling part. In wrestling, you don't tell people you're going to kill them, okay? You never go there. Even in the Attitude Era, you don't go there. So don't tell me that this is a wrestling-based kind of drunken promo that you were trying to get a reaction. No. This was a nasty attack on Cody Rhodes. Nasty. On his father who's dead. One of the best professional wrestlers that ever lived. And you have this guy who is just a complete jerk. Come on Twitter and try to attack Cody Rhodes. And look, Cody Rhodes doesn't need anyone to defend him. But this is my opinion on JBL, who I never liked ever as a person. Ever. And so I have, again, I proudly have been blocked by him. Because I spoke out against him when he had accusations of being a bully. So he didn't want to hear anybody who spoke out against him. So he looked at his mentions and just said, anybody talking bad about me is going to get blocked. So I don't want to deal with the opposition. I just want to hear people that support me and just tune out and go la, 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 la to everybody else that has a differing opinion, because I can't face the consequences of what I've done as a person in WWE and beyond for that matter. So that speaks to the character of John Bradshaw Layfield as a person. And yeah, he's successful. There's no question about it. He's made his money. As a commentator, he was, I think, okay. But he wasn't somebody that I miss on commentary. Let's put it that way. He's not somebody that I was, I wish he was back on SmackDown as a commentator. No. No. So, JBL, grow up. Your excuse is not an excuse at what, 50 years, probably pushing 50 years old. You're a 50-year-old man. I don't have your exact age, but I'm probably pretty damn close. You're a 50-year-old man who uses social media like a 13-year-old girl to attack somebody, and don't tell me it was professional wrestling based. It's not, you jerk. All right, anyway, so let's get to something a little bit more fun, and that is this theory, and I think a very good one, of how this whole WrestleMania season is going to play out with the women's divisions on SmackDown and Raw, and why I actually believe this should be now the year in which we have a female WrestleMania main event. Now, there are a lot of ways in which WWE can go in there in the next few months in terms of how they want to book TLC, how they want to book Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania. And obviously there's a pay-per-view or two in between there. I don't know if it's Fastlane or Roadblock or whatever couple of pit stops they have on their road to WrestleMania. And so you have Nia Jax, you have Becky Lynch, you have Charlotte, and you have Asuka. How does this all shake out to WrestleMania? Number one, first and foremost, I am of the belief that WrestleMania main events should be one-on-one. Do not give me the triple threat garbage. That would take so much away from what the WrestleMania main event could be. Yes, this is historic. Yes, the women main eventing WrestleMania. And again, this hasn't happened yet. But to me, this is warranted. I was fearful that WWE would just force a women's main event of WrestleMania because it's the women's movement. They're trying to be this progressive company. But it's deserving. That's the key. That is the key. If it's deserving and it's the right time, do it. And I actually believe this year is the right time to do it. And how do they get there? And who is it going to be? Well, let's take a look at the players here. You have Nia Jax, who just broke Becky's face and is with Tamina, who is the mute that Ronda Rousey called her. And accurately so. Tamina doesn't say much. She's kind of always been standing in the shadow of Nia Jax, but they made her more relevant by putting her with Nia than she was by herself, so I'm not going to complain about that. They're a formidable tag team on WWE Raw. So does Becky get to face Nia? Or, and when I'm talking about the next pay-per-view of WrestleMania, does Nia face Becky? You could make a case for that. You could actually make a case for Nia versus Becky at WrestleMania. Do you do Becky versus Charlotte at WrestleMania? You know what? You could. You can make a case for that as well. Or do we have the match that everybody's looking forward to and everybody wants? And to me, the most obvious, hands down, is Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. How did they get there? Well, let's take a look at the most logical scenario that WWE has right now. And that's this. This past week on SmackDown Live, you had Asuka earn the right in the Battle Royal to insert herself in the Women's Championship match at TLC, making it a TLC match, triple threat. Don't forget the TLC match is when the belt is hanging above the ring. So that means nobody has to be pinned or submitted. So, how do we get to Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania? Here's how. Becky drops the belt to either Asuka or Charlotte. Honestly, I don't think it matters which one. And then, at that point, Becky Lynch enters the Royal Rumble. After Becky Lynch enters the Royal Rumble, you have her win. It could come down to Charlotte and Becky. That would be epic. Or it could come down to the other one who doesn't win the SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka and Charlotte, or Asuka and Becky, as the final two in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Either way, Becky Lynch wins the WWE women's Royal Rumble match. And then she gets to decide who she faces at WrestleMania. And I don't think there's any question. Whether it's Charlotte or not, Charlotte or Asuka who's holding the belt, there's no question she jumps to Raw and faces Ronda Rousey. And God knows Raw needs star power right now. So Becky faces Ronda at WrestleMania. And then you have Charlotte face Asuka in round two, part two of their WrestleMania, a continuation of last year's WrestleMania. I think you could do that. I think that's the best way to go. There's no way Ronda Rousey's dropping the belt to Nia Jax. It would make no sense. Okay, you could have her drop the belt and then Becky wins the Rumble and faces Nia, but that's not as intriguing as that actually would be, and you have a built-in storyline, and that would actually, if Ronda wasn't in the picture, that would actually be a pretty cool story to tell with Ronda and Becky because of the accident that they're owning. And Ronda is owning it, calling herself the Facebreaker. Cool, I'm all for it. Good for them instead of running from the accident. Monetize it. That's what they're doing. They're a business. So that's what they've done. But in this case, there's actually a hotter match, and that is Becky versus Ronda. And that, to me, is deserving a WrestleMania main event. And I just, after the women main event WrestleMania, can we please, please stop calling everything historic or for the first time ever or the first women's this? Can we please, after that, we've reached the mountaintop, okay? We can stop all of it. So I can't wait to stop hearing about making history and start worrying about winning the damn match and start focusing on the competitors in the match. I can't wait for that to happen. So let's just get this WrestleMania main event out of the way. But it's deserving, and I don't think it's forced this year at all. I was fearful that they were going to do it just to do it without it being have any merits or any legs and any purpose for it. But to me, they need to strike while the iron's hot. And who knows, in the next couple of years, they may not have something this hot and this highly anticipated. So I'm looking forward to it. That's how I think WWE gets there. And I'm really excited to see how this all plays out because there are so many moving parts. I don't think there's any way. I'm fearful that they, WWE in their all-knowing, all-wise booking committee and Vince McMahon thinking that sometimes adding more to the match is better, not in the case of WrestleMania. To me, triple threats are done as it is. They're overdone. To do this to the WrestleMania main event, to add Charlotte to the match, or Asuka, or anybody, would be doing a disservice to all three women in the match. So I really hope that they stay away from adding a multi-women match, and they just go with the straightforward one-on-one, which every WrestleMania main event should be. I don't mind a couple of multi-person matches at WrestleMania. There's always some nonsense women battle royal, and the nonsense Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal or the TLC match or the ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship or the ladder match for the U.S. Championship. There's always some nonsense multi-person match, and that's just the way it's going to be, but not for something as cool and highly anticipated as this is going to be. So I'm looking forward to it, and so those are just a couple of topics I wanted to touch on today that were eating at my brain over the last couple of days, and I didn't want to wait to get those thoughts out to you guys. So again, you guys follow me on Twitter, follow at the WWE Podcast. If you want to get on Patreon, I would highly recommend it, and there is a new member from Patreon that just joined us last night, and that is a shout out here to Chris Hamrick, who is the newest patron of the show. So Chris Hamrick, thank you very much. I appreciate your pledge, and hope you enjoy all of your ad-free versions of the show and exclusive content for patrons as well. So and that is my pitch to you guys, though, is if you hate ads, if you're tired of the ads on the show, and you also want more of this show, there's actually shows that I've done that are not on this feed that you're listening to right now. So go head on over to patreon.com/WWE podcast, and you can hear more of me, no ads, not even less ads, no ads, and again, exclusive shows directly for you and you alone. So guys, thank you again. There will be another show dropping later tonight with an interview that I'm doing with a guest. So take note of that. And as always, take care. I'll talk to you next time.